Exame Final Nacional de Inglês, Prova 550, Segunda Fase, Ensino Secundário, 2025, 11º ano de escolaridade, continuação, Bienal. Vai agora realizar a parte A da prova, compreensão do oral. Escute com muita atenção e siga as instruções. Mesmo que não compreenda alguma palavra ou frase, continue a resolver a prova e mantenha-se em silêncio. A parte A da prova é composta por 7 itens relativos a 2 textos, texto 1 e texto 2. Antes de ouvir cada texto, dispõe de alguns segundos para ler os respectivos itens. Vai ouvir cada texto 2 vezes. Enquanto estiver a ouvir, pode anotar as suas respostas no enunciado. Lembre-se de que terá de as registar posteriormente na folha de respostas. Dispõe de alguns segundos no final de cada audição para registar e verificar as suas respostas. Atenção, toda a prova será em inglês. Vire agora a página do enunciado para dar início à parte A da prova, compreensão do oral.
Text 1. You will hear 3 teenagers talking about sports. For item 1, match the names Alina, Damien or Joanna, in column A, with the ideas they express in column B. Use all the ideas once. On your answer sheet, write only the names and the numbers. Now, read the ideas in column B. You have 25 seconds to read them. Now, listen. Alina.
I absolutely love sports, especially individual ones. Sports help you challenge yourself and let off steam. I play table tennis. To tell you the truth, it all started as a joke. My best friend is a great player, and so I asked her to teach me, but she laughed and said I was too clumsy. I couldn't let her get away with that, could I? There was a table in my community center, and I started practicing behind closed doors after school. Turns out, I wasn't so clumsy after all. In that year's school tournament, I came second, right after my best friend. I can tell you, the feeling of satisfaction was awesome. We now practice together, and she no longer says I'm clumsy.
Damien.
I think sports are super important, both for our physical and for our mental well-being and development. I'm into football. You see, I'm clumsy with my hands, so sports like handball and racket sports are not my thing, really. I play for my community center team. We take part in lots of tournaments. One thing I like is to feel that I'm part of a group and that we're all working towards a common goal. We've won several competitions already. I know people usually say it's not about the winning, but let me tell you, the satisfaction when you win is incredible.
Joanna.
I must say I'm a bit of a fitness fanatic. If a new sport springs up, I'll give it a go. For me, sport is all about self-fulfillment and self-development, not about competition. I have done all types of sports on a regular basis, from football to handball and even table tennis, although it's not my favorite. I just enjoy the feeling of peace that physical effort brings. When you get home and take a shower, it feels like all your troubles are washed away. For me, it means recharging my batteries, especially after a long day at school.
Listen again. Alina.
I absolutely love sports, especially individual ones. Sports help you challenge yourself and let off steam. I play table tennis. To tell you the truth, it all started as a joke. My best friend is a great player, and so I asked her to teach me, but she laughed and said I was too clumsy. I couldn't let her get away with that, could I? There was a table in my community center, and I started practicing behind closed doors after school. Turns out, I wasn't so clumsy after all. In that year's school tournament, I came second, right after my best friend. I can tell you, the feeling of satisfaction was awesome. We now practice together, and she no longer says I'm clumsy.
Damien.
I think sports are super important, both for our physical and for our mental well-being and development. I'm into football. You see, I'm clumsy with my hands, so sports like handball and racket sports are not my thing, really. I play for my community center team. We take part in lots of tournaments. One thing I like is to feel that I'm part of a group and that we're all working towards a common goal. We've won several competitions already. I know people usually say it's not about the winning, but let me tell you, the satisfaction when you win is incredible.
Joanna.
I must say I'm a bit of a fitness fanatic. If a new sport springs up, I'll give it a go. For me, sport is all about self-fulfillment and self-development, not about competition. I have done all types of sports on a regular basis, from football to handball and even table tennis, although it's not my favorite. I just enjoy the feeling of peace that physical effort brings. When you get home and take a shower, it feels like all your troubles are washed away. For me, it means recharging my batteries, especially after a long day at school.
Now, check your answers. That is the end of the listening of text 1. Text 2. You will hear a radio show about sports and young people. For items 2.1 to 2.6, choose the correct option. A, B, or C. On your answer sheet, write only the numbers and the letters. You have 1 minute to read the items. Now, listen. Welcome to our radio show, Balance Up. I'm Rory. Today is all about sports and young people. What is the role sports can play in their lives? Lawrence Keogh, what's your opinion?
Well, I was a professional athlete, so I can say that sport is essential. Unfortunately, the budget allocated to sports is usually not enough, and sometimes that results in organisations working without proper equipment, or community centres having to find self-funding options, such as support from individuals or even taking out loans. The lack of proper conditions eventually makes many athletes give up, which is a shame, especially if we consider the positive impact sports have on young people's lives and the pride they can bring to local communities.
As a social psychologist, Christina, do you agree?
Definitely. Sports are important for young people for all the obvious reasons. However, it's also important to consider the negative side effects that may result from doing sports.
Are you talking about excessive competitiveness?
Sorry to interrupt you here, Rory, but competition is healthy. It pushes young people to challenge themselves and means they aren't always glued to their mobile phones.
I agree, Lawrence. It's true that mobile phone dependency is a huge problem nowadays, one that is interfering with the development of young people's social and critical thinking skills. However, sports is only healthy when young people play it as part of a balanced lifestyle. Otherwise, it can end up causing more stress, along with a risk of long-term injuries.
Really? I agree with you, Christina, that inappropriate mobile phone use can be a problem. However, I believe that more often than not, sport has a powerful positive impact on young people's health.
That's debatable, Lawrence. Excessive training without proper rest can actually weaken the immune system. Also, the use of new technology such as smartwatches and fitness tracking apps can add extra pressure. They tend to increase an obsession with data, and if we consider that inaccurate tracking can result in bad advice for young people, it can pose a real problem. Many such apps still have flaws or make broad assumptions about calorie estimates or workouts that don't take into account individual characteristics. It's not that I'm underestimating the importance of sports, it's just that we need to consider both sides of the question and make sensible judgments.
Okay, but when it comes to professional sports, technology can also have a positive impact as it fosters performance improvement, right, Lawrence?
Yes, for sure. It's now possible for athletes to analyse their performance in real time, and they can even identify problematic movement patterns that may lead to injury and develop strategies to avoid them. Of course, there are issues with the dissemination of fitness apps, but these are more related to data privacy concerns rather than with inaccurate information.
So, Christina, where exactly do we stand regarding my initial question?
I think sports have an important role in young people's development as they encourage teamwork and perseverance. But I think they should have more financial support to ensure that there are good conditions and adequate equipment, which are essential to do sports in a safe environment according to regulations. Nevertheless, it's important to ensure ordinary teenagers play sports without too much pressure, so they can relax and enjoy themselves. Not all teenagers have the means to handle the stress. After all, they are not all going to become professionals.
We're on the same page here, Christina. That's why I'm working to include more extracurricular sports in schools. My team and I are engaged in projects that invite famous athletes to schools to let students know about the benefits of sport for their lives. And sometimes, we also manage to persuade these athletes to contribute financially to the cause. This helps us get the extra equipment we need and to improve sports facilities, one step at a time. We're looking for ways to motivate students to swap their mobile phones for track suits and trainers. I'd also like to see more young people considering a career in sports.
Very interesting, Lawrence. Thank you both for sharing your views with us. Listen again. Welcome to our radio show Balance Up. I'm Rory. Today is all about sports and young people. What is the role sports can play in their lives? Lawrence Keogh, what's your opinion?
Well, I was a professional athlete, so I can say that sport is essential. Unfortunately, the budget allocated to sports is usually not enough, and sometimes that results in organisations working without proper equipment, or community centres having to find self-funding options, such as support from individuals or even taking out loans. The lack of proper conditions eventually makes many athletes give up, which is a shame, especially if we consider the positive impact sports have on young people's lives and the pride they can bring to local communities.
As a social psychologist, Christina, do you agree?
Definitely. Sports are important for young people for all the obvious reasons. However, it's also important to consider the negative side effects that may result from doing sports.
Are you talking about excessive competitiveness?
Sorry to interrupt you here, Rory, but competition is healthy. It pushes young people to challenge themselves and means they aren't always glued to their mobile phones.
I agree, Lawrence. It's true that mobile phone dependency is a huge problem nowadays, one that is interfering with the development of young people's social and critical thinking skills. However, sports is only healthy when young people play it as part of a balanced lifestyle. Otherwise, it can end up causing more stress, along with a risk of long-term injuries.
Really? I agree with you, Christina, that inappropriate mobile phone use can be a problem. However, I believe that more often than not, sport has a powerful positive impact on young people's health.
That's debatable, Lawrence. Excessive training without proper rest can actually weaken the immune system. Also, the use of new technology such as smartwatches and fitness tracking apps can add extra pressure. They tend to increase an obsession with data, and if we consider that inaccurate tracking can result in bad advice for young people, it can pose a real problem. Many such apps still have flaws or make broad assumptions about calorie estimates or workouts that don't take into account individual characteristics. It's not that I'm underestimating the importance of sports, it's just that we need to consider both sides of the question and make sensible judgments.
Okay, but when it comes to professional sports, technology can also have a positive impact as it fosters performance improvement, right, Lawrence?
Yes, for sure. It's now possible for athletes to analyse their performance in real time, and they can even identify problematic movement patterns that may lead to injury and develop strategies to avoid them. Of course, there are issues with the dissemination of fitness apps, but these are more related to data privacy concerns rather than with inaccurate information.
So, Christina, where exactly do we stand regarding my initial question?
I think sports have an important role in young people's development as they encourage teamwork and perseverance. But I think they should have more financial support to ensure that there are good conditions and adequate equipment, which are essential to do sports in a safe environment according to regulations. Nevertheless, it's important to ensure ordinary teenagers play sports without too much pressure, so they can relax and enjoy themselves. Not all teenagers have the means to handle the stress. After all, they are not all going to become professionals.
We're on the same page here, Christina. That's why I'm working to include more extracurricular sports in schools. My team and I are engaged in projects that invite famous athletes to schools to let students know about the benefits of sport for their lives. And sometimes, we also manage to persuade these athletes to contribute financially to the cause. This helps us get the extra equipment we need and to improve sports facilities, one step at a time. We're looking for ways to motivate students to swap their mobile phones for track suits and trainers. I'd also like to see more young people considering a career in sports.
Very interesting, Lawrence. Thank you both for sharing your views with us. Now, check your answers. That is the end of the listening of text 2. That is the end of part A.